Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a text from my best friend this morning.
I got a text!
Do you know what that references?
A best friend? No, I don't.
Buddy, I'm your best friend.
Yeah. No, they do it. They say it. I never remember what it's from.
It's Real Housewives or something.
No.
Dancing with the Stars.
No. Yeah. No, but amazing guess.
I thought it's...
I got a you text. Guys,
it's Is not it Real Housewives? It's not one
Love
of the Real Housewives?
Love Island?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh!
There you go. Love Island. Okay. Yeah. They get texts and then they do challenges.
Okay. Yeah, get with it, Slacker.
So, I'm so sorry.
I just pulled something out of my mouth that I have no idea what it was.
Hey, guys. We're on the air.
Yeah. Okay,
hold
so I got
it together.
I got a text from my best friend earlier today and I have not answered it because I'm like, you can't just ask me that on a random day in the middle of the day. She asked, out of the blue, hey, what are your top five favorite albums of all time?
Oh,
what?
And I'm curious if any of you could at least name one of your top five.
Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Okay.
I think we might need to take you to therapy.
Or fling her off the building.
No.
Yeah. Or Meet the Beatles with the Beatles. I always forget what
but
the word
But you just
is.
Like know off the top of your head. Like I would really have to do some thinking because top five of all
with
time.
The Beatles. Yeah.
Van Halen 5150.
Okay.
First album with Sammy Hagar changed my life.
Wow. Okay.
All of a sudden, my guitar hero who could just shred, all of a sudden was writing incredible songs because he had a great singer. And I was just like, oh my God, this album from, and there are people like, oh my God, Van Hagar. It's like, it's not Van Hagar. It's still Van Halen. And it's so good. I love that album.
I think I would go Fearless Taylor Swift because it was like when I truly fell in love with her. And it's just a classic.
Fearless? I don't know that I've ever heard of that
dude.
One.
Dude.
It's her second, it's her sophomore album.
Okay, okay.
It came out when I was I believe a junior in high school and I was starting to date my first ever boyfriend.
Is that the one that had Romeo and Juliet, that one?
Love Story?
That one, thank you.
Yes, yes. Love Story, okay. You Belong With Me, Hey Steven. I mean, it was a real classic.
I'm going to say, in my top five, for real, in my top five.
Red.
100%.
I almost put that.
That album is so good.
It's so good.
You can see what she's going to turn into. She's on her way.
Yeah.
Because she sounds young, unfearless.
You know what?
She just sounds, she's just like, still a little, but like, Red is like, oh my God, she's going to be a pop megastar.
And look at her now. I think Six Season Noah Kahan is also on my top five.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that's a newer one.
Really? I struggled to get past the two that I've said so far.
Like, I've only said two.
I would, for me, it's the first one that comes to mind is 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
What?
No skips.
Really?
Front to back. Oh yeah. I remember, just like you, I remember being in seventh grade and a friend burned it for me and we went on like
and
a road
like,
trip.
Oh my
I listened
God.
To that and just never heard.
And wore the CD out.
Oh yeah.
It's so
wore
good,
it out.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's exactly
I
the,
could,
that's
I
how
could
you
sing
know.
It word front to back.
Wow.
There's a few words I wouldn't say.
right. I'm just curious.
I think I have four so far.
What?
Yeah. Songs in the Key of Life, Eagles, and then the Beatles and Limp Bizkit.
That chocolate weird thing you said was Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit, yeah.
Because there's a lot of words. I've never even,
Yeah.
I would put Backstreet Boys Millennium on there too.
I knew you'd have a Backstreet Boys on there.
I love that.
You just put it on for a road trip. You don't have to touch the...
The duality of T-Hack is that
it's
right
crazy.
There.
You go back and forth. That's the best.
Wow. Mine are all so old, though. Because I have another one that I know would have to be up there in my five.
What?
And you can also... I just want... Don't get weird on me. You can absolutely make sweet, sweet love to the entire album.
Okay.
Purple Rain.
Prince?
It's such a good album. Okay. It's just a nothing journey of like... Yeah.
That doesn't even feel that old.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just...
Like you're so concerned about it being
so
old.
It's so classic-y though. I don't know that... Because you put Noah Kahan in there, so you're all of a sudden got new crap in there that makes me feel like...
Stick Season came out when I was living two cities ago. Like Stick Season is not...
That's not a measurement
no,
of time.
No, I know, I know. But
we all remember that.
I had a realization that it came out.
I don't know if you understand how time works for other people, but it's like, that's not...
I'm saying it came out like three years ago.
But that's just a wild thing to say.
Okay. Well, if you want to give us suggestions, you can always text in 303-222-5423. I'm just curious. I love this stuff.
I do love it, too.
Like Aaron says... Everything you need to know about Aaron.
She's
an
old soul.
I'm looking for a fifth one.
Wait, but what are your four?
She did Limp Bizkit, Eagles.
Beatles. And Songs in the Key of Life.
Who's that?
Stevie Wonder.
You're so all over the map. People are like, Erica and Aaron are just the same. Couldn't be more different.
Not even close.
Could not be more different.
Because yours would probably be almost five Taylor Swift albums.
There's at least one other.
Nobody held you down. Like, what's the other one? And like a newer one? If you say Torture Poets or something, I'm going to like...
Not Torture Poets, maybe Evermore?
Oh God, those albums are so terrible.
What's your problem,
They're
man?
They're just not... Ugh. I get it was COVID and she was just like, watch this.
Like
I'll just put out trash.
The most thoughtful, deep thinking song she had ever written. I mean, 1989 also might... It just might be.
I just thought of another one. I'm thinking of all the CDs people used to burn for me back in the day.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy from Under the Cork Tree. Was a great.
Was that?
Like going down in an early round.
Yeah. That first time I heard Fall Out Boy, we were like, what is this?
Oh, man. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time could be in there for me.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was pretty a great good. Pop
That was my
record.
First CD.
That was my first CD and my first concert.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I have one more.
What?
You guys would not believe this
Warrant.
Is on my list.
Oh.
God, no. Licensed.
To Ill. Yeah, that's a good
Who's
one.
That?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
You know I don't know the Beastie Boys.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.